BWDA News, October issue 2. A message from the President. Big news. After many months, the National Disability Insurance Scheme has a new CEO. Martin Hoffman has been appointed by Minister Robert, and he has come from the public services. As well, we're really pleased to see 800 additional staff being added to the NDIS. We need the delays and problems with the NDIS to get solved so that people with disability can get the supports we need. David Abello, PWDA President. Latest news. We have 3 NDIS appeals information sessions coming up in New South Wales. Our free and informal community information sessions on NDIS appeals, reviews and self-advocacy cover what is the review and appeals process, what to do if you're not happy with your current NDIS plan, and what you can do if the NDIS plan does not meet your needs. Find out more on our website. This week is Anti-Poverty Week. There's a growing consensus that a big step forward in fighting poverty in Australia would be to get New Start working again. New Start is a critical part of Australia's income support system, but the rate has not been increased in real terms for 25 years. New Start does not provide enough to cover the basics for people who are looking for work or studying, let alone for people with disability or single parents, who are unfairly being put on the low New Start payment. People with disability who answered our survey on New Start told us they had found themselves having to choose between expenses like food and heating. We've been calling for the government to fix our income support system for a long time. And now that more and more people and organisations are on board, we need to keep that momentum going until we finally see real change. Find out more about how to get involved at raisetherate.org.au. There follows a graphic with blue text reading, "We asked people with disability how Centrelink debt made them feel, surrounded by a cloud of blue and green words like depressed, suicidal, and like a criminal." Below, a blue banner with white text, "End RoboDebt Now," and the PWDA logo. Caption, "We shared a few words from people who answered our survey and gave permission for social media use." Have your say. Tell the Australian government about your experience with the NDIS. We are preparing an extensive submission based on all the issues people with disability are having with the NDIS and tell us about every day. You can have your say personally by filling in the survey on the website or making a submission. There are lots of workshops going on that you can attend as well. Submissions close 31st of October. Do you need help? Call Wayfinder Hub toll-free on 1800 843 929. Opportunities. Mental Health First Aid Australia is developing a Mental Health First Aid for People with an Intellectual Disability course. They are calling for expressions of interest from people with an intellectual disability and their carers who are interested in sharing their experiences on film. Find out more from Mental Health First Aid Australia. The Australian Poetry Journal is prioritising the work of people with disability for issue 9.2, DIS. The guest editors write, "We're interested in writing that speaks back to a disabling world, that critiques ableism, or that even unsettles the idea of what ability is." Submissions are open until 1st of November. Read the guidelines on how to submit your work on their website. Rebuilding Tomorrow is an anthology of post-apocalyptic fiction with a focus on disabled characters. Submissions are open through January and accepted authors will be paid 8 cents per word USD. Find out more from 12th Planet Press. Community announcements. The Big Anxiety is a Sydney-based festival that brings together artists, scientists, and communities to question and reimagine the state of mental health in the 21st century. It's on now and runs until the 9th of November. You can find accessibility information and a list of events focusing on particular disability and intersectional experiences on their website. Latest disability news. From AAP, new boss appointed for disability scheme. From Crokey, UN lays out urgent to-do list on Australian disability rights. From Pro Bono News, the Administrative Appeals Tribunal affirms less than 2% of NDIS decisions are appealed by participants. Sign up for PWDA Daily Media Roundup and get the latest disability news every weekday in your inbox. Thank you for listening. You can find us online at pwda.org.au, on Twitter as at @PWDAustralia, Facebook as facebook.com/pwd.australia, and Instagram as PWD Australia.